You've seen the ads. Laptop on a beach, a few clicks, financial freedom. Day trading promises escape from the cubicle, the boss, the alarm clock. But here's what those ads don't show. The trader who just lost 3 months of profits in 20 minutes, hands shaking as they close their laptop. Day trading isn't a lottery ticket. It's a profession that chews up dreamers and spits out the disciplined few who survive. Most people enter with too much money and too little knowledge, risking savings on hunches. The real question isn't how much can I make, it's how much can I afford to lose? This mental shift separates survivors from casualties. Professional traders risk just 1 to 2% per trade, understanding that staying in the game matters more than any single win. Forget the myth of hundreds of frantic trades. Modern-day traders are snipers, not machine gunners, making perhaps 3 to 5 calculated moves daily. They're awake at 6 a.m. analyzing charts, identifying price levels, waiting for specific setups like a hunter in a blind. The work week stretches to 50 to 60 hours, handling technical issues, accounting, taxes, and constant market adaptation. There's no IT department, no accounting team, just you, your screens, and split-second decisions worth thousands. The lifestyle offers freedom, yes, but it's the freedom of running your own demanding business, not sipping cocktails poolside. SEC rules add another wrinkle. Make more than 4 day trades in 5 days, and you're a pattern day trader, requiring $25,000 minimum in your account. This unlocks 4-to-1 leverage, turning $25,000 into $100,000 buying power. But leverage cuts both ways, amplifying losses as readily as gains. Day traders rely on charts and patterns, not quarterly earnings. When holding positions for hours, what matters is what's happening now. Charts reveal support zones, where buyers overwhelm sellers, and resistance levels, where supply chokes demand. These aren't exact prices, but psychological turning points. Volume confirms whether moves are real. Heavy volume suggests genuine momentum, while light volume often signals a trap. Technical indicators add depth. Moving averages smooth noise and show trend direction. Price crossing key averages triggers strong reactions. MACD signals trend shifts through line crossovers. Bollinger Bands stretch 2 standard deviations from a 20-day average, flagging overbought conditions at the upper band and oversold at the lower. The catch? Stocks can stay overbought or oversold far longer than your account can stay solvent. Hal, a waiter, heard colleagues were making $200 to $300 daily trading stocks. Entranced by the possibility of $50,000 yearly income from home, he devoured CNBC and trading books without developing any systematic approach. Then he met Mr. Morgan, a charismatic restaurant regular who presented himself as a successful trader. Morgan recommended Citigroup at $38. Hal bought 1,000 shares at $40.50 using savings and borrowed margin money. The stock jumped to $42.08, a quick $1,500 paper profit. His girlfriend urged him to sell, but Hal held overnight, encouraged by positive TV coverage. Then the financial crisis deepened. Citigroup plummeted to $35, erasing his profit and creating a $5,000 loss. Panicked, Hal called Morgan, who insisted they buy more, a lifetime opportunity. Intimidated and desperate, Hal purchased another 1,000 shares at $36, depleting his remaining savings. As Citigroup collapsed to 25, then 20, Hal discovered Morgan had actually sold his position weeks earlier. Multiple margin calls forced Hal and his father to liquidate everything, losing over $45,000, more than Hal's annual salary. This wasn't just one bad trade. It was a masterclass in every mistake, blindly trusting tips, using borrowed money, betting too big, lacking a plan, ignoring stop losses, and trading on emotion. Tony Turner, a successful trader and educator, explains that novices lose money because they can't read market conditions. Beginners see rising indexes as buying signals. Professionals recognize when those moves occur within larger downtrends. She recommends paper trading for months before risking real capital. Her approach? Find stocks trending above their 20-day and 50-day moving averages, then watch for 10-period and 20-period moving average crossovers on 15-minute charts. When the shorter period crosses above, buy. When it crosses below, sell. John Carrisco emphasizes patience over activity, seeking quality stocks pulling back to trend lines before bouncing upward. He demands at least three indicators align before entering: stochastics, preferably oversold, key moving averages, trend lines, support/resistance levels, and recognizable patterns. Peter Resnick warns against distraction, approaching trading as a quarterly game rather than daily pressure to profit. He uses breadth indicators like the advanced decline line and NYSE tick to monitor market health, watching for divergences that might signal reversals. The common thread? Patience. Sometimes the best move is no move, waiting for money lying in the corner that you simply walk over and pick up. High-frequency traders dominate modern markets, executing millions of orders at microsecond speeds and accounting for over 70% of daily volume. Using dedicated fiber optic lines and co-located servers, they exploit nanosecond advantages impossible for retail traders to match. While HFT firms claim they add liquidity and narrow spreads, controversial practices have emerged: flash trading, providing 30-millisecond order previews, quote stuffing, flooding markets with rapid orders and cancellations, and momentum ignition, using large orders to trigger other algorithms. The 2010 flash crash exposed these dangers when the Dow plummeted nearly 1,000 points in minutes. Automated systems had withdrawn, creating a liquidity vacuum. This fundamentally altered the trading landscape. Traditional breakout patterns now frequently result in bull traps, where stocks appear to break resistance but quickly reverse, catching buyers at peaks. Many professionals believe HFT algorithms detect and counter common retail patterns, weaponizing predictable human behavior. Successful traders have adapted by incorporating longer holding periods, trading less HFT-dominated securities, focusing on pre-market and post-market sessions when algorithmic activity drops, and developing strategies that account for this new reality. Trading is an emotional roller coaster with real money at stake. Your first goal isn't profit. It's learning to trade well while preserving capital. Before entering any trade, know three numbers: entry price, stop price, and target. When you start mentally counting profits or feeling like a genius, sell immediately. These emotions often precede reversals. Never hold losing positions overnight, hoping for recovery. Day traders must exit before close to limit losses. The emotional challenge is 10 times harder than mastering technical tools, which explains why only 5% of day traders consistently profit. Markets evolve constantly, demanding continuous learning. Successful traders maintain a student mindset, dedicating at least an hour daily to education, studying charts, reviewing trade journals, testing strategies in paper accounts, and refining risk management. Forget unrealistic daily profit goals. Achieving 20% annually outperforms most professionals. Many successful traders spend their first year simply preserving capital rather than chasing growth. Success comes from developing the right mindset, building knowledge foundations, and creating systems that protect you from your emotions. Sometimes the best trade is no trade. Recognizing this might be the most valuable lesson. In a world selling overnight riches, remember, discipline, patience, and survival matter more than any single winning trade. The market will be there tomorrow, but only if you are too.